Hello and welcome to 1.21 gigawatts on BFF.fm. And today we have a little treat for you. Both myself, Johan, and yourself, Mylene, is in the studio together at last.
Together at last, yeah.
And what did we just listen to?
Well, that song probably needs no introduction, but needless to say, that was by Man of My Heart, Prince. Rest in peace. And When Doves Cry from the album Purple Rain.
And what year do we suspect this is from?
Well, this is the year 1984, not to be mistaken with the dystopian, not so much future, but nowness of George Orwell. This is the year of sugary pop and a lot of just classic songs, really, that have stood the test of time, it seems, including that last one.
For sure. Have you seen the movie?
I have many times.
I don't think I ever have. Maybe I should.
You definitely should. Are you kidding me? Who are you? I feel like I keep asking you that question today.
I have seen many films from the 80s, but not that one.
That one is a must-see. And I was actually looking up some stuff about that song. And apparently, it wasn't written prior to the movie. The director asked Prince to match a song that, or write a song that matched one of the themes of a segment of the film. That had to do with some difficulties he was having, the main character Prince was having with his parents, and a love affair. So pretty much story of my life. That is my theme song.
Do you also have the extremely ugly motorcycle?
Just in my fantasies, but never in real life.
That's probably for the best.
Probably a good thing. And let's see, what else do we know about that song? Oh, it was number one for 5 weeks in 84 from July through August, and it cock-blocked Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark from reaching number one. So,
yeah,
quite a feat there.
It's probably,
Prince cock-blocking Bruce Springsteen, that's feasible.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
In many ways. Many venues.
Many, many venues.
Shall we, do you want to jump into the next set?
Sure, yeah. Our next song is... The Smiths, How Soon Is Now?
Thank you. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Ooh, I'm on fire.
That was Bruce Springsteen with I'm on Fire. And before that, we heard...
Speak for yourself.
I did. And before that was REM. Is it South Central Rain?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
As opposed to period.
Yeah, I was like, Central what Rain. Does that mean? And the first one was, as we said, the Smiths, How Soon Is Now. Tell me about your Smiths fandom.
Oh, you know, there's really not a lot to say except that that was on heavy rotation for me when that came out, and I just really fully, I think I was telling you earlier, I was LARPing, live action role playing the lyrics of that song for some time.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the audience can figure out which lyrics
what
in
part
that song
that means,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was LARPing. And yeah, that Bruce Springsteen song, man, so pervy. Little girl is your daddy. like pervy, moody song. I really love it.
I'm
for
sure
that.
There's been tons of interpretations of that.
Well,
lyric.
There can really only be one.
I
would think.
I was going to mention as well, the REM song to me sounds, it could easily be 94 instead of 84.
How so? Do
well,
tell.
Well, it doesn't have the annoying 80s drums or anything. It just sounds... it's not overproduced, I guess.
It's very organic, right? Yeah, I mean, it could still hold up as probably coming out today, which is what makes it timeless, like
that's
we were talking
true.
About. Yeah, it's a beautiful song. They put out a video for it back when videos were being made for songs, and I think it was pretty organic too, I guess, if I can use that word. Like it was shot, they were, I think, just singing the song in some barn in Georgia,
I haven't seen it, yeah.
Something like that is what I recall.
Nice, that works.
Yeah, let's see. Anything else going on with those songs or 84 that we want to mention?
I can do my segment, Horrible Things That Happened in 84.
Yeah, you have mastered that.
The thing that stood out was that Marvin Gaye was shot by his own dad in
84. Good fucking God.
He was just about to turn 45, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but yeah.
Well, to add to that, Indira Gandhi was assassinated
that
year as well.
It's a big deal.
And to add to the good news, the good old Ronald Reagan, Ronnie Reagan, was in power. It's such a strange way to describe the presidency, but yeah, he was president of the U.S. back then.
Another horrible thing: the AIDS.
Let's stack it on.
I guess it depends on how you see it. Research has discovered the AIDS virus. So good thing that they figured out what was going on, I guess. But
well, to add to the good news, we're just going to keep one-upping each other here. The Ethiopian famine apparently begins officially, I guess.
Is that good news?
Date that kind of thing. I was being sarcastic.
Also good news, Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein. Wait, Liechtenstein.
The country.
I was watching a movie recently where they talked about Liechtenstein.
Was it about that women were allowed to vote in 84?
No.
For the first time?
No. Okay, it's going to come back to me. Liechtenstein. All right. I'll jog my memory during our next song.
We'll do that for the next segment.
The song segment, yeah.
What do we have coming up?
What do we have coming up? That is indeed a very good question. Oh, we were just talking about this. The epitome of 80s fashion and style, the Go-Go's, Head Over Heels.
Running so long, I nearly lost our track.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
going on with my mic here. I'm having technical problems. So it's a good thing we actually don't really need to introduce that last one. That was, of course, Madonna with Borderline, a Michigan girl who made it good in New York. And prior to that, we had Thompson Twins with Dr. Doctor. And, you know, that band name's a little misleading because I think there were actually three of them in the band. but, you know, the 80s, they were known for deceptive practices. And of course, before that, we mentioned the Go-Go's with Head Over Heels. And that was our 80s dance party segment. You know, I'm just sort of working up a sweat here.
Yeah.
I was actually planning on doing this this whole show, standing up and dancing, like I mentioned to Johan.
It's hard
Johan
with the mics
earlier.
And everything.
It's a little hard with the mics, and you actually prohibited it earlier, dictator that you are.
Yep. No dancing in the studio.
So evil. So evil. Let's see. Oh, and, you know, to circle back to our obscure country name dropping earlier, Liechtenstein. I Googled that, and the very first hit was A Knight's Tale, which was spot on. That was the movie that I had in mind that I actually admittedly had seen recently and actually
it's
many
times.
It's
very sad if that's the one movie the country is famous for. If that's the
I don't know. You know, like I told you earlier, it's Heath Ledger, man. I mean,
yeah,
props to that.
But he cannot save every movie he's in.
Oh, but he saved that one.
Okay.
I attest.
Right, we'll
I do attest.
Agree to disagree.
We will, as we often do.
Yep.
And I do just want to drop some props, too, for 1984. It has been claimed by some to be pop's greatest year. And this might be one that you disagree with as well. But I just sort of want to name a few, I guess go through the list of a few songs that were released that year, if I may.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
You're allowed.
So, okay. I don't even know if you're going to know these songs, but okay, here we go. So Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round, Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night, Patti Smith, The Warrior, not the Patti Smith, but like a sort of spin-off Patti. Or maybe her name is pronounced Patti Smythe, actually. That might be it. Let's see, Tears for Fears. Mm-hmm. Although I think I did a check on this one, and it might have come out in 83 or 85. Songs from The Big Chair and Head Over Heels and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Depeche Mode, which we might be able to play earlier, but People Are People came out that year. Let's see, what else do we have? Bruce Springsteen, of course, which we played earlier. Mm-hmm. Lionel Richie, Stuck on You.
Oh, yeah.
Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. I mean, the list goes on out. The Pointer Sisters, Jump, Van Halen, Panama, and Jump as well.
What? They both have songs named Jump?
They do. I don't know how that happened in the same year. Bryan Adams, Run to You.
Yep. I did consider playing some Bryan Adams.
Did you? Yeah.
I listened to him when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to him as well. He, I won't confess to this. It's a little embarrassing, but he and Tears for Fears actually inspired me and some friends in school to try starting a band.
Ah, how did it go?
It didn't get very far. I just couldn't convince my parents to dole out the money
That's
for me to buy a keyboard.
They're quite expensive.
I was going to be the keyboard girl. The Cars, you might think.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, look it up. 84, pop's greatest year.
Yeah.
Nothing,
it's all right.
Nothing to write. Home about no. Nothing to write Sweden about.
No, exactly. It's too expensive.
Too expensive. What do we have next?
Nelson Mandela by The Specials.
Free Nelson Mandela. Free. 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 Nelson Mandela.
Thank you. chasing high stakes, making hearts ache. He's loved in 7 languages. Diamond lights and ruby lights.
Day with Smooth Operator, and before that David Bowie and Tina Turner with Tonight, a song also recorded by Iggy Pop, and the first one was The Specials with Nelson Mandela. Yeah, and in the interest of time, do you think we should just jump into the next set?
Yeah, sure, although I do just have 3 words for Sade.
Okay.
Will you marry me? It's really all that needs to be said.
Yeah.
And minimum waste, maximum joy, I mean...
We know that she's a listener, so maybe she'll reach out.
Yeah, she's one of our number one fans. We have a few of those.
Yeah.
All right. So next songs, we have The Caterpillar by The Cure. And we're going to cap things off with Heaven by The Psychedelic Furs. And just a quick plug, check out our page. We have, I'm going to post an extended playlist because I am so sad that I don't get to play, let's see, Chaka Khan, Ashford and Simpson, and New Edition and Houdini for you. That was going to be like my trailing.
Well, once we've run out of all the years, we'll go back to.
We'll go back. We'll go back to 1984 because it is worth revisiting. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Enjoy.
Thank you. hole in the sky where the sun don't shine. And a clock on the wall and it counts my time. And wanna jump my train. And